From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The U.S. military says four American troops have been killed in a mid-air collision of two helicopters in southern Afghanistan. Hostile fire has been ruled out in the Monday morning crash. No further details have been released. Sunday's attacks in Baghdad are being called the deadliest in 2 years. Two car bombs killed at least 132 people and injured hundreds. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse reports from Baghdad.
Less than a minute after one huge car bomb hit the Justice Ministry, another exploded near the local governor's office. The bombers struck at one of the busiest times of day and in one of the busiest parts of Baghdad, in the heart of the city's administrative district and right next to the Green Zone. The destruction was immense. Hours after the explosions, rescue workers were still sifting through the rubble and the wreckage, looking for bodies and survivors. Hospitals struggled to deal with the wounded as ambulances brought in more and more casualties. As the day wore on, so the death toll mounted.
The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse. The New York Yankees have just wrapped up the American League pennant. The Yankees have beaten the Los Angeles Angels in tonight's Game 6 and will face the Philadelphia Phillies in the World Series beginning Wednesday night. A former guerrilla fighter is leading in Uruguay's presidential race, but exit polls suggest Jose Mujica failed to win the majority needed to avoid a runoff. During the country's military dictatorship in the 1960s and early 1970s, Mujica was an active rebel and twice escaped from prison. Richard Reynolds has more from Montevideo.
Jose Mujica, who is almost universally known here by his nickname Pepe, is something of a legend. In addition to his prison escapes, Mujica was shot 9 times in battles with police and the military. His party, the Frente Amplio, or Broad Front, is a left-of-center collection of various former political parties. Uruguay allows for same-sex unions and recently allowed for adoptions by same-sex couples. Last year, Uruguay's Congress became the very first in Latin America to pass a bill allowing for abortions on demand, but it was vetoed by the president. That said, Uruguay remains the odd man out in Latin America, and Mujica has promised to continue that. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Montevideo.
A wildfire in California's Santa Cruz Mountains has prompted the mandatory evacuation of dozens of homes. CAL FIRE Battalion Chief Jim Crawford says about 600 acres have burned. He says authorities are working to determine what may have started the fire early Sunday morning.
We had winds in excess of 40 miles an hour during the dark part of the morning. Once daylight came up, we had some easing of the wind. We were able to get some aircraft over the incident. And that helped us quite a bit to assist our ground crews that are at the scene.
Crawford says winds that are expected to pick up overnight will make the fire difficult to fight. From Washington, this is NPR News. UN inspectors are in Iran visiting a controversial second uranium enrichment plant that sparks suspicions about the aim of Iran's disputed nuclear program. From Amman, Jordan, Dale Gavlak reports.
The International Atomic Energy Agency's Director of Safeguards is heading the team that will inspect Iran's second enrichment plant still under construction 100 miles south of Tehran. Iran said the centrifuge plant buried inside a mountain near Qom will refine uranium only for civilian nuclear energy. Western diplomats and analysts say the facility's capacity appears too small to fuel a nuclear power station, but maybe enough to yield fissile material for one or two nuclear warheads a year. Meanwhile, Iran's parliament speaker has accused the West of trying to cheat the country with a UN-drafted plan that would ship most of Iran's uranium to Russia for enrichment. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Local pastors in Washington, D.C. want city council leaders to allow voters to decide whether to legalize same-sex marriage in the district. Hundreds turned out in downtown D.C. for a rally Sunday. Bishop Harry Jackson spoke at the event.
We are deeply committed to the good of marriage as a union of one husband with one wife, to marriage as a foundation of the human family.
John Gann was among counter-protesters. He says the government should perform only civil unions and leave marriage as a strictly religious ceremony.
If your church wants to marry you, that's their prerogative. If they don't want to, then go to another pastor, find another rabbi. I mean, someone will marry you, but I think that legally it should be a civil union.
The D.C. Council is due to take up the issue Monday. The hearing is shaping up to be one of the D.C. Council's largest ever. Hundreds have signed up to testify. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.